Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
572-4610. Let's see what we do with that next. All right, we're about to get into the question of the day right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, so apparently the computer is just not going to be Figgy's friend today because earlier it just dropped out of a D'Amico cut. And then secondly, it combined a couple of clips because somebody was like, man, these rookies think that it was not, that it's not hot down here or it's overrated. No. That was Ariante Erceri talking about a camp that he was noticed at when he was playing like out in Kansas City or something to that effect years ago. I think they maybe they don't have a full understanding of what it's actually going to be just yet, but I don't think that we got any impression.
No, they definitely do not.
I don't think we got these guys out here thinking that it's sweet or anything. Yeah. I think that they know that that was not what it's going to be, and I imagine someone told him as well.
I was wondering because I saw Will Kunkel, Fox, Fox 26 News talk. I think he was at minicamp. I don't know if he brought up the question just to see, or did some rookies really say that?
Yeah,
that it was kind of a little bit overrated. The Heat was overrated.
Well, just remember they said that. Wait till July, baby.
Yeah.
Wait till July.
They will learn. I mean, if they believe it or not, like they will.
Man, I've been living here almost 10 years now, and every time I'd be like, you know what? I think I adjusted to the Heat. I think I found what. As soon as I get out there, I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, you probably have a little bit. It's just anybody.
I think I have, but still in the moment, I'm just like, man, it is hot. I'm not. I can't do this.
Yep. No, it's. I mean, look, it's not about adjusting because the people who have lived here for a very long time are like, hey, man, this is oppressive. All right, so a few things happening today. Today, NBA draft lottery happens, where we will figure out who ultimately gets the number one pick. And the right to select the presumptive number one selection, Cooper Flagg out of Duke. There's a lot. This is one of those really good NBA draft classes as well. Where there's a lot of talented players. So it's not just who's getting one, but who gets some of these other opportunities to select. And when it comes down to it, the Rockets have, via the Phoenix Suns, a really good opportunity to move up. The ninth best odds at the number one pick and some really good odds at moving up into that top four area where you're really in the talent rich area. And even if they stay put at nine, there's still really good players that are mocked that far down. I know that Konknipple, the shooter out of Duke, is one of those guys that maybe looks like he could be around that space. But Hakeem Olajuwon is set to be the guy for the Rockets at the draft lottery. But what would you do? Question of the day, what would you do to give him some luck? What are the lucky totems, I guess?
Lucky charms, lucky to, you know, whatever it may be. Look.
And then at the same time, it's the six-year anniversary of Kawhi Leonard knocking down what was a wild fadeaway corner three-pointer. So what are the game-winning moments that also stick with you? I'm going to see if I can juggle these.
713-572-4610, and you can text at Twitch and YouTube as well. I think they got the right guy. Hakeem Olajuwon, I think he's done it once or twice before, but it's been a bit. That's the guy you want because – Cooper Flagg, you mentioned how good the top 10 is going to be, and it is. It's going to be a pretty deep draft. Ain't no one going to change a franchise like Cooper Flagg. I mean, and if you happen to be a team like the Rockets that wins it with a 3.7% chance, I mean, you're talking about a big time run. I mean, that's how good he is. I think he's still going to be the youngest player, at least of the lottery picks in the draft, you know, and he's that good. So you better get lucky, and you better, you know, having Hakeem Olajuwon is definitely the one. I was thinking like Lucky Charms, Lucky Things.
Yeah, I was trying to think who was at the lottery when the Yao Ming draft. Like, who was around during that time?
I think it was Carol Dawson. It was their general manager at the time, I think.
Yeah, was it any players or?
Not that I can recall.
It was
recall.
Just straight up personnel, I guess.
Unless it was Rudy. But I think it was Carol Dawson who represented.
Yeah, I was about to say, if somebody like a former player, former coach that was around the lottery during that time, I would probably give him a call right now.
T-Mac.
You want T-Mac?
Get T-Mac to represent you.
We got to get those vibes back.
Yeah, got to get that back. And then as far as like plays that still stick with you, I've been trying to think of a good one. The only one I can think of is the penalty, and it's a college football one. That was against the Aggies. That was just a totally bogus, non-existent penalty.
Sure,
That kept the Longhorns' drive alive on the Justin Tucker kick. Ultimately,
that's right.
That won the game.
I remember that.
That won the game. Totally non-existent penalty that the former Longhorn referee called.
Oh, that actually, you talking about a Texas team hitting a field goal reminds me of the, I want to say 2010 Big 12 championship game, Texas-Nebraska, that came down to a field goal.
Yep.
And it's not really about the kick itself, right? And that, because I remember that game, Ndamukong Suh was going haywire.
Yeah.
It was the fact that I happened to be at Kansas State at that point. Kansas, obviously close to Nebraska, a lot of Nebraska fans, and just generally people that hated Texas, and me being from Texas. I was over here by my lonesome, and when I tell you I was talking crazy to them people, I was talking wild to them.
You were talking crazy to those people.
I was talking crazy. So yeah. That kick really did some good things for me. Speaking of other like kind of game-winning moments, on the text lines from the 832, Lorenzo Charles. That's
that's the one.
83 national championship game.
That's the
game.
One.
Obviously, yeah. Houston looked like they had an opportunity to win it, and just – nobody boxed out. No, nobody boxed out.
It was an air ball. Lucky things going on here. People are saying Robert Horry. That's a good one. That's what Sean Pendergast said. Robert Horry would be a good one to have up there. But I'll still take Hakeem on that one.
Stevie Franchise is who everybody is letting us know was out there at the draft lottery.
It sure was.
It sure was.
Yeah, he got to come back out there, man.
Yeah, it was. I'd like to have Steve Francis back. That'd be good.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I just feel like I don't get enough Steve Francis in my life in general. Like, I very much, although, I'll be honest, makes me a little sad because, like, you can see the age. You can see the wear that has been on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, obviously, I that was, when you look at the teams of your youth, or relative youth, right? Like those ones stick with you. And Steve Francis is absolutely right in that sweet spot for me.
Albert Pujols.
Oh, don't do that.
Albert Pujols.
Why? So this is funny because I feel like so many people on the text line and myself have gone negative when we go to these game winning.
Because those stick with you longer.
Stick with you. So you think that the negative ones stick with you longer than the good ones?
No, I mean, you always obviously fondly remember the great plays that, you know, gave your team whatever. the big win, the championship, or whatever. But the other ones just stick with you because they just hurt so much.
Music City Miracle came up on the text line. Oddly enough, one that I had no involvement with at all, but I think of in a way, and I don't know why I do, which is Joe Carter, World Series 3-run homer. Is one that comes to mind for me. Somebody said Yordan hitting Seattle in the third into the third deck.
Now that's a good one.
That is a good one. All right. Yeah. Some other ones. Somebody said, did you say Con Knipple? That is his name. And I feel like you would enjoy him very much if he was wearing a Rockets jersey. We'll see what that draft lottery ultimately does. And in an entirely different conversation, because we talked about three different things and we're mixing them all up. Somebody said this spring has been really nice. It could be fooling some of these new folks at this point when it comes to the rookies.
It was cool today.
It was cool. It has been really nice.
It's actually supposed to heat up this week.
Well, it is.
I seen the 96 up there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, 93.
Man, I got outside. I was like, dang. This morning, you know, it was pretty cool.
Wait till you get out here at 2:00.
Yeah.
It'd be totally different.
Brad Lidge, obviously, got to remember that. Somebody said Altuve versus Chapman. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call. White Boy Jack's miracle catch against the offensive World Series. And then Mario Elie is a
kiss of death.
Yeah, that's yes. I mean, anyone that you have a nickname for, I feel like absolutely comes up. And then somebody said, I don't know if anybody said this, and wow, how did I not say this? The T-Mac comeback versus the Spurs, 13 points, 33 seconds.
That's legendary,
man. That's legendary on social media, too.
Absolutely.
That pop up every time. I'm like, man, I can't believe he did that.
That one, and then obviously that's going to mean a lot more here, but then my namesake, Reggie Miller getting the, 8 points in 9 seconds?
Well, that was part of it, but he had actually started earlier in the quarter too, right?
Yeah, I mean he was cooking at that point, but the specific,
but him grabbing the rebound, going right to the 3-point line, I'm like, what? How do you do that?
He dribbled backwards.
Yeah,
incredible moment. But yes, hopefully, we get the luck that we're looking for tonight in the draft lottery. The Rockets give themselves some more ammo to go to this offseason, make their team better, and maybe have more moments. Like 2019, take that experience that Fred VanVleet had into a potential championship for the Rockets soon.
Man, it's going to be – they've got a real shot.
Yeah.
They've got a real – now, I think four teams have a 10% or better shot, four or five.
At the number one?
Yeah, at the number one. I think
around 10, because I don't think anybody gets right up there. But, yeah, it's going to be like a right around 3% chance of getting the number one and something around 17 to get into the top four picks for the Rockets. So we're excited to see – what that ultimately looks like, that'll happen tonight. A lot of things going on for your Houston sports team. All right, coming up next in Loop, let's get into around the NFL where, Derek Carr has decided to retire. Let's talk about that man, that legend at the bank. We'll do it next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.